Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. Big thanks to Dee McKee and Robert Reese for coming in this morning. Now here with Paul Hahn with Faith Evangelical Free Church. Paul, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have we talked a little bit during the break about some programs that your church is offering when it comes to divorce care, I believe is what you said it's called.
Correct. It's a nationwide, I think it's even international program called Divorce Care for Adults and Divorce Care for Kids, better known as DC4K. It's a 13-week long program that we run at the church from 6:30 to 8:30 on Wednesday evenings, and it's going to begin on January 31st or next week. Like I said, it runs for 13 weeks. We will take spring break off, so it'll be a 14-week long program this semester. It tends to deal with topics that are very common for people going through divorce. The first one we start off with is what's happening to me, because most people going through a divorce, they may have been very active, very much in control, and now all of a sudden their work performance suffers, they can't concentrate. And so we go through the energy bars that most of your energy when you go through a divorce is all on the emotional side, doesn't leave much for the spiritual or the work side of things. We also talk about depression, anger, new relationships, financial survival, kid care, and then we kind of wrap up with forgiveness and reconciliation. And forgiveness doesn't just mean forgiving the other spouse. It's also looking at what our part of the divorce was and being able to take an honest look at that and forgive ourselves for what we contributed to the divorce.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because in not just divorce, but so many things that are traumatic events similar to divorce, is I always feel like that's something that we all kind of forget from time to time, is that very important key of forgiving yourself. Because mm-hmm. if you can't forgive yourself, it's pretty hard to forgive anybody else, right?
Well, and you just can't move on. I can give you an example out of mine. I thought I was doing an excellent job taking care of my work responsibilities, and I worked right next to my son, my oldest son, and I thought I was doing really well. Well, I found out I wasn't doing really well, and I was dumping a real load on him while he was trying to go through the divorce process, and to his credit, he just took it and did it. And when I found that out, then I had to forgive him. It was kind of an emotional thing. And I thought I had done that quite well. Well, the next semester, we went through it again, and we got to this point, and I got very emotional again. I'm going, what is the deal here? You know. So on the drive home, I'm going, okay, why am I getting so emotional on this thing? Well, it was because of my own pride and my own arrogance is what contributed to that. I wasn't willing to look at the fact that, yes, I was hurting. Yes, I wasn't being as effective as work as I could have. And so when I did forgive myself for being that arrogant and that much in control, it really made a huge difference. I can talk about it now without getting all emotional, because I've dealt with the guilt.
And probably very freeing.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Brady Bowman here with Paul Hahn with Faith Evangelical Free Church, talking about divorce care, and that, as you said, a national, international sort of program that mm-hmm. Is being offered here at Faith Evangelical Free Church here in Manhattan.
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. On Barnes Road.
If you have any questions, comments, maybe you want to ask Paul about some divorce-related questions, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. We've got about 5 to 6 minutes left in the program. And Paul, some other things you want to talk about with these.
Well, I want to tell you how to get a hold of us. The easiest way would be on the website, divorcecare.org. That's for the adults. And for the divorce care for kids, it's D as in divorce, C as in care, the number 4, and K for kids.org. You just go on there and you select find a group, and you'll have all of our information, who to contact, how to register, or you can call the church office at 776-2086 and register that way. Or you can just show up on Wednesday night at 6:30 to 8:30. You do not have to start at the very beginning. If you don't decide to start until halfway through, that's fine. You can come at any time. I think every semester we've had this, we've had people join us partway through this session.
And how long has Faith Evangelical been offering these programs and
About
sessions?
2 years. And we do it in the fall semester and the spring semester, and take the summer off to kind of rejuvenate.
And how's the participation been?
Up and down, depending a lot on how much publicity we get out there, and maybe not publicity, but how much awareness there is. Last time we had, I think, seven children in DC-4K and 10 adults in the adult program. And then we've gone down to as low as 3 and sometimes 1. But it just, whatever comes is what we minister to.
And I think one thing you mentioned early that I think is so important that people maybe don't think about when it comes to divorce and those really kind of sudden changes all of a sudden in lives is that there's a lot of ripple effects to that. You mentioned work, you mentioned kids. Is there other things that we should think about?
Yeah, I think it affects almost every aspect of your life. I was talking with Andrea out in the lobby divorce still has a rather negative stigma in our society, so you kind of want to keep it private, and therefore you don't reach out and search for the help that's there. I mean, in my business, I tried to keep it from my customers until they started coming in going, you know, I read it in the paper, or I've noticed things about you that are different. So I think it affects all aspects of your life, whether it's family or not.
And that's so key when you talk about the stigma. That it has changed. I think in that movie Walk the Line about Johnny Cash and June Carter, that was something that was brought up that was kind of key in that movie that represented the time, was it used to be you didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. It was a very hush-hush thing.
Absolutely. And I do need to address the fact that this is a biblically-based program, but it also has some very practical aspects to it. So you do not need to be a Christian. You do not need to have any faith at all. Or you can have a different faith. It doesn't matter to us. We're there to support you through the divorce program and to help you deal with these issues that we read about before, the depression and the anger and all of those types of things. We think it's helpful to have a faith, but it's not required. And we're not going to try to turn you into Christians in this course. We're going to try to help you through the divorce process.
And when you have... And I think it's just so important for kind of community health, right? Just for our society, that for folks going through that to be able to find a way to deal with that, because the other side of this coin is that when these events happen, sometimes the reactions to it can go a different way and harm their family and harm the community.
Oh, absolutely. You kind of tend to withdraw And sometimes churches don't handle it properly either. I mean, in a helpful manner. Sometimes they're victims of the same stigma that society is. I mean, after all, we're all members of society as well as churches. And sometimes they don't handle it well, and it causes harm. And we're here to try to smooth over that and help you through that process.
And what was the motivation for Faith Evangelical to go ahead and try this? He said this is the second year.
Actually, after I went through my divorce and had healed somewhat, I talked to the pastors, and they were saying they've been hearing a lot of this, and we discussed, you know, possible ways of addressing this, and we really didn't have a clue. At least I didn't, and I don't think the pastors and the leadership really knew where to go. So they got Bill Moyer in contact with me, and Bill Moyer found the program, gave it to me to review, and I reviewed it, and he took it through the approval process. He did all of the legwork, got all the rooms reserved. I think he realized that I was not able to do all of that because I was dealing with my own issues. And without Bill's support in this, I mean, he sat right beside me the first couple of times we'd had divorce care, just to be there to support me and to help me in the leadership roles. And without Bill, we wouldn't have the ministry. I'm convinced of that.
All right. Thanks so much, Paul. And thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story, too. I know that's probably not easy sometimes.
Well, thank you very much for having us. We think it's an important ministry for our community.
Thanks so much. And also thanks again to Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese for coming in. If you missed any of that, go online, newsradiokman.com. On demand tab, you can get caught up. Dave, it's all you.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan, they've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.